Dear friends of the most beautiful, please receive warm greetings from your friends in the St. Joseph the Worker Parish in Mampontine, Ghana. We are very pleased to know that the fires of love that were set blazing almost two decades ago are still burning and connecting hearts across the Atlantic Ocean. The presence of this tabernacle in our church, a gift from the OLG Parish, is ample evidence of the love that exists between us. Even though we are geographically far apart, we are one in Christ because we share in the one body and one cup of Christ. The mission statement of this relationship says it all. We are two Catholic parishes, united in Christ and mission, who want to deepen our faith, share our gifts, and serve one another. Over the years, there have been many blessings from this relationship, which can only be called fruit of grace. Yes, faiths have been deepened, gifts have been shared, the mission is on course. We are so pleased to know that you have chosen our patron feast day, the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker, for the celebration of this friendship. We are doing everything possible here to make this celebration a source of blessing to all. Please pray for us as we pray for you. On this note, I welcome all of you to Mass on this special day, and I pray that God will continue to bless you and bless your families.
I got a couple questions for you, okay? Sure. You can be here too. Yep, a couple questions. Yeah, I'll shake your hand. That's right. Thank you. Your name?
Isabella.
Isabella. And what grade are you in?
Sixth.
And where do you school?
Here.
All right. And your name?
Richard.
And Richard, your name?
Richard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I asked you that one. Richard, and what grade are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth grade. All right. So a couple questions. In our first reading from Genesis, and it mentioned Chaldeans. Do you know anything about the Chaldeans?
No, we have not learned about
them. Not learned about them. How about Abram? Where was he from? Abraham. Where is he from? And where is Ur?
I don't know.
In the Middle East, but he's from Ur. And so so you know about this tiny little town called Ur, and you're only in sixth grade. You just learned about Abraham. And that's cool. And so that's great. So I think that you did so well that your teacher, your religious teacher, should give you 5 extra points when you get back to school next week. So you can tell them that. All right. Thank you, Isabella, and thank you, Richard. So, one more question. Complete the following phrase, all right? Complete the following phrase. Cross my heart. No, complete it. What's the rest of it? Everybody, cross my heart, hope to die. Yeah, good job. And do you know what that means?
Not really.
All right. I know, I'm putting you on the spot. What?
A little bit.
All right. Let's see. All right, okay. So, good job. Thank you. Perfect. Cross my heart, hope to die. We all learned it when we were little kids, and we said it a million times, haven't we? You know, Mom said, I'm making cookies, and you can have one, but you can't eat it now. And you said, Mom, if you make the cookies, I promise I will not eat one. Cross my heart, hope to die. You got a buddy, and your buddy, and you're talking, and your buddy says, hey, I want to tell you a secret, but you can't tell anyone. And you say, I promise I won't tell anyone. You can tell me. Cross my heart, hope to die. You got, a teacher, and the teacher says, did you cheat on the test? And you say, no, teacher, I did not. Cross my heart, hope to die. Pretty intense. That I am so confident of my word to you that should my word not be true, may I perish. Today's first reading, we have Abram, who would be named Abraham. the father of many nations. Abram, he and his wife Sarah, they left their hometown of Ur in Iraq. And they left their hometown of Ur and they are sent to travel to the promised land. And God says to Abram, look up in the sky. See the stars. Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Count them if you can. God wanted Abram, who said, well, how do I know this will be? How can I believe you? I mean, how do I know this is true? And so God said to Abram, in the typical ancient Near East tradition, it's a little graphic, we heard in our first reading, take a heifer or a cow, a she-goat, a couple other animals, cut them in half, put half here, and see, what you would do in the ancient Near East tradition is when one city and another city or one king and another tribal leader, when they were making this agreement, well, how do I know that you're going to keep your word? And so they'd cut a cow in half, and they'd put half here, half there, and then they'd walk through, and they would say, if I do not keep my word, may this happen to me. So God says, cut them in half. Abram has this trance. He's this deep, deep, deep prayer experience. And as he's praying, he's there in this almost trance, as it says in today's first reading. All of a sudden, there's this light, this fire. This fire, which is the symbol of God's presence. And he sees this symbol of God's presence, this fire, pass through the bull. The animal is cut in half. And God is saying to Abram, I will be good to my word. If I'm not, may this happen to me. Cross my heart, hope to die. And of course, the amazing thing is our God did die. So certain is he of his word, of his promise to us. But Jesus does not want us to lead us to the promised land. In the Middle East, even if the promised land was Ireland, that's not where he wants to lead us ultimately. Or to Ghana, or to Edina. God wants to lead us to the promised land, which is eternal life. Life in heaven. Life with all the saints and angels. Life where we see Jesus transfigured before us constantly. And where we see one another glorified in the glory of God. That's what God's desire is for us. So our yearning is for heaven. There's an ancient African proverb. No matter how beautiful and well-crafted a coffin might look, no matter how beautiful and well-crafted a coffin might look, it will not make anyone yearn for death. The last thing I want is to be in that coffin. But we yearn for the other side of that coffin. We who are in Christ yearn to be with God for all eternity. We who are in Christ desire to be with God always. And that's why during this whole season of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, as we enter into it, as we take away time to actually pray, and all of us are super busy, we say, God, I trust you with my time and my prayer more. Because I know that what you called me to is yourself. When we fast and we give up watermelon or whatever it might be, lobster, it doesn't matter. When we give something up, what we're saying, God, you are more wonderful than this little thing that I'm giving up for a few days. When we give alms and we share of our talents and our financial resources for the poor and the needy and the outcast and our neighbor, what we're saying, God, greater is my love for my neighbor in her need than my love for the almighty dollar. So I let go of it to express it. One of the things that's amazing is that this call to enter into the transfiguration is something that we're invited to begin to do even now. See, it's having that common conviction, that common awareness that you and I are called to this incredible life of holiness, which is what forges our relationship with a sister parish in Africa, St. Joseph. See, they have the same yearning as we do. Because, see, the United States is not the promised land. As St. Paul says in today's second reading, our citizenship is not here, but it is in heaven. And we, with all those who claim heaven as their homeland, we work together. We spend ourselves. We give all that we have to establish the peace and love of God even here and now. So I want to invite us this Lenten season through our prayer, our fasting, and our almsgiving to ask God for the grace that we might, like all Catholics throughout the world, like all Christians throughout the world, that we might yearn for God. We might yearn to be with God. Not in some way in which we say, therefore this world doesn't matter. No, exact opposite. All the more you matter in my life because you are my brother and my sister. Whether you live in Montfontein, Ghana, or the border of Texas, or even in St. Louis Park, we are all sisters and brothers. Cross my heart, hope to die.
Good morning. My name is Scott Flaherty, and I am the chair of our Ghana committee at OLG. I promise two things. I won't take more than 3 minutes of your time, and I won't ask for any money. So I hope that I'm a popular guy for those two things. Many of you are aware that we do have this sister parish relationship with St. Joseph's in Mampatang, Ghana. But did you guys know that that started actually at Most Holy Trinity over 18 years ago? A lot of you are also probably aware that we have a high school as part of that parish in Ghana, just as we have a grade school part of our parish here in Edina. But did you know that this high school is more than a high school? It's a beacon of hope for the entire region in West Africa. They have students that come all the way from the Ivory Coast in Nigeria to attend school there. It really is an amazing campus facility that provides an opportunity for children all over that region. Did you also know that the relationship is far more than just St. Joseph's Parish and the high school? There are actually three parishes that are part of St. Joseph's in small towns just north of Mampatang. These outer parishes are full of wonderful, loving families who just don't have the means of transportation to get down to Mampatang. These small parishes are clustered closer to each other, and they also have a small grade school that provides the children of that area an opportunity for a Catholic education. Right now, they actually currently learn in a building with no doors, no windows, just a roof and a cement floor that the children attend school in. Our community has supported this sister parish relationship for 18 years now. And why? I ask myself that why when there seems to be so much need close to home as well. Well, as someone who spent time in Ghana last year with my daughter, I can tell you that the only reason is a calling from God. The relationship is something that could only achieve what it has so far through the guidance of Jesus Christ. And I feel we must follow that guidance. I've witnessed the joy and the opportunity and the love that was shared between OLG and St. Joseph's over the years. And the need is so great to continue this relationship. Your support can go so much farther there sometimes than places closer to home. We're celebrating our sister parish, this relationship, and we encourage you to stop in the back and learn more about St. Joseph's in Mampatang. We aren't asking for any money. That isn't what this is about. But we are asking for people who want to help us further that relationship with this parish in Ghana. We currently have 50 families from Ghana who we want to pair with 50 families here at OLG to share in a relationship with Christ. There's no monetary exchanges allowed in that relationship, only the exchange of friendship in Christ. We're also planning our next trip to Ghana. Actually, next year at this time, during spring break, we're going to be sending a group from OLG to go further that relationship in Mompatang. If you're interested in either of these projects, please stop in the back and say hi. Learn more about them. If not, go back, enjoy a donut, and just learn more about this great relationship of the people in West Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you to your committee that works with you and all those who've been a part of the sister parish in Mompatang. It's a great way to remind our community that our love must extend beyond here, and it does, and that their love extends to us. And so I'm very grateful. And again, it's primarily about a relationship, one that begins now and goes to eternity. In a million years, when you're up in heaven, you're going to meet someone, and they're going to say, oh, you're from Edina. Well, I'm from St. Joseph Mompatang, and you're going to hug each other because you'll go, it's been waiting a million years just to meet you.